Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Paula Benny. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Paula is the co-chair of the Redemption Inside of the Walls concert, which is coming up here in September 17th, just a couple weeks away. And so thanks for joining us today, Paula.
Thanks for having us, and thank you for being a sponsor of the Redemption Inside the Walls. We greatly appreciate your sponsorship and help that you've provided.
Well, thank you very much. We're delighted to do it, and with us, we also have Lane Strasner, who's our community engagement editor. She's been doing the bulk of the work as far as from the News Tribune side, and so we'll bring her in here a little bit later to talk about a piece of it that we bring to the table. So let's talk about music first, all right?
Yes.
So let's talk about the history of this idea of a Redemption Inside the Walls concert.
Okay. Well, it started back in 2019, and we had a family, a couple at our church. We go to a small church there in Marion, Missouri, New Hope Baptist Church. And this couple's very active in our church, and lo and behold, they were pregnant. And found out that this child was a special needs child and was going to require a lot of surgeries. And so what do you do as a church? So we wanted to do something to fundraise for these multiple surgeries. But, you know, I also own CNS Business Services, and I've been in a lot of fundraisers, and I wanted something different for Jefferson City. Mm-hmm. I wanted something, you know, it's different. And I didn't want a barbecue or, you know, whatever. So I did a lot of praying, and I did a lot of, you know, my silent time was on the back of a motorcycle, and I would pray, not that I was scared on the back of the motorcycle, but what did God want us to do that would be different? And he laid it on my heart very suddenly, have a revival at the Missouri State Penitentiary. And we're on the motorcycle, and we've got microphones on our helmets, and I'm like, I got it! And my husband, trying to keep the motorcycle in between the lines, is like, you got what? And I said, God said, let's have a revival at the Missouri State Penitentiary. I'm like, that's it. We got it. We can do this. And then the fear starts, you know, seeping in. You can't do that.
Right.
That's too big. That you know, so that's Satan. And I'm like, but God also laid it on my heart. He said, talk to Kirk DeMars. And I knew Kirk DeMars with a Sports Locker magazine, and I worked with him, but I didn't know Kirk DeMars. So I saw him at a chamber, you know, ribbon cutting, and I went over to him. And at first I'm thinking, you know, I could go ask him about this, and he's going to tell me I'm crazy. And I'm done, right? I'm done. I don't have to, you know.
Go.
I did my obligation. I
exactly.
asked him. He said, I'm crazy. I'm done. Well, I told him this idea, and he shook. He thought about it. And that was like on a Thursday or a Friday. And on Monday, him and his wife were back in my office going, how do we make this happen? I'm like, there you go.
All right. So, there's confirmation, right?
So that's kind of how it began. And I'm also surrounded by talent. God has a way of making these things happen. My sister, Penny Smith, she does event planning. Her husband does Thursday Night Lives. He does the stage and sound. I have people that did tickets. It all came together, you know, and it was just made to happen. So putting this together, lo and behold, here comes the tornado. 2019, right? So there went the Missouri State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have it in there, which we were told by the Sheriff's Department it's a good thing not a good thing that it happened, but we could not have held everybody that came to the concert inside the walls. So we moved it to the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, okay, so the tornado came, and we all saw all the people that did wonderful things during that time, right?
Yeah.
And my husband also has a skid steer, and he does removal work and more than that. But he was asked to come and bring his trailer, and they were just loaded up all the trees, you know, so they can get through their vehicles through. So he kept bringing these trailer loads of trees to our farm, and I'm looking at this beautiful, you know, lumber that's sitting there in walnut and pine and all these big, you know, you knew they were old, and you knew what happened to our community.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. But you saw all the good. And the theme then was stronger, you know, after the storm. And we saw all the good. And that's where Samaritan, you know, the Good Samaritan Awards came from. And that's where the trees came from, because we made plaques out of those trees.
Yeah.
And gave them back to the people that were recognized for the good they did during that time. So that's kind of where this Good Samaritan came from.
Right.
And then it became the John Fisher Good Samaritan Awards when they passed away, you know, the following year. Mm-hmm. They were instrumental in the redemption inside the walls. We didn't change the name. It was already there.
Sure.
And maybe we'll go back someday right. to Inside the Walls. But that's kind of, you know, how that evolved.
Okay. I can remember when you first approached us about the whole idea of the Good Samaritan Awards. And you're right. It was, I think the first ones were called Heroes of the Storm,
yes,
maybe even.
Yes, yes.
And it evolved in that next year. But you're right. I mean, it was humbling just to see the stories of how people turned out to help their neighbors, help strangers that would just mm-hmm. show up. And they were just very inspirational stories. And I will tell you, we appreciate the opportunity that we've had to share those stories with our readers. So,
yeah.
So it was just an obvious thing the next year to just continue that. But let's go back to the concert that's mm-hmm. coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about our Good Samaritan nominees or award winners that we'll have this year. So who's going to be performing September 17th?
Rend Collective.
Okay.
They're from Northern Ireland.
Okay.
And they're a folk band. They're very eclectic. Very high energy, and their music is just, you're going to be off your seats. They were on a podcast with Sports Locker magazine yesterday, so I really got to meet them, you know, through that podcast. Guy's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Besides his ministry and everything, the guy is hilarious. It was great. I am so excited to see them in concert. He's like, be prepared because we're going to ask of the audience things that you probably don't get asked. And I've seen, you know, some of their concerts. I mean, we've got beach balls we're going to be, you know, having out in the audience. And they've got, oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds very interactive.
Very interactive. High energy.
All right. So now, how did you come upon them?
Through the marketing, their managers, you know, they were available.
Mm-hmm.
And we liked their message. You know, like in the past, we loved Aaron Shoes last year. He has great ministry, and so does Rend Collective. They're trying to reach individuals that may not go to church, but still want religion, but not sure. You know, mm-hmm. and we just love their message. You know, we're trying to reach everybody. People enjoy coming to the concert just to be with like-minded people. It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
The music is great. It's just, yeah, it's for young, you know, the young and the old.
Okay. So let's get some details out there right now while we're thinking of it. So tickets are still available, right?
They will be available. They'll be available at the door also.
Okay. So how much are tickets?
There are $30 for general admission. There
okay.
are discounts for the children. I'm not sure those pricings. And there, if you have a youth group, we have group discounts. Please
okay.
bring your youth group.
Okay. So how does someone purchase tickets?
RedemptionInsideTheWalls.com, all spelled out. And you can get tickets there.
So typically, how big are the crowds that turn out for these?
Well, the first year, there was roughly 2,000, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just like a lot of events that got hurt during COVID, we felt it. The numbers declined for 20 and 21. But again, our ticket sales are ahead of all those years. So we're expecting a great crowd this year. I think everybody's done with COVID
mm-hmm.
and ready to get out and be active again.
So what are the proceeds from the concert used for?
So the first year, we raised funds for the little girl from my church,
mm-hmm.
but we changed it up. So when you come to the concert, there's a big circus tent, and that is a huge silent auction that they're working on. They've got over 100 items there for this silent auction. And from anything, I mean, we have got so many great, you know, like a five-night stay down at Gulf Shores. I just can't even think, but there is so many wonderful items.
Mm-hmm.
And those proceeds go to Leah Hargrove, to this little girl.
Okay.
But the concert itself, the main concert, which applications are available now for next year's beneficiary, but this year's beneficiary is Council for Drug-Free Youth. And proceeds from the concert go to Council for Drug-Free Youth.
Okay. So as part of the concert, there will be a presentation also of the Fisher Family Good Samaritan Awards. And so let's bring Lane on here. So Lane, tell us a little bit about how we arrived at these five people who will be recognized for the award.
Yeah, so we had people from the community nominate people. I think there were 21 nominees. And then from there, the community voted on who they believe should win the award. And the community's choice was Lisa Breedlove. And then there were four other people that the News Tribune staff voted on to choose the other four award winners, which are Aaron Evans, Heather Geek, Margaret Thanen, and Sherry Downs.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about each one of the recipients?
So Lisa Breedlove does a bunch of good deeds, from watching children to give a parent a break, cooking meals for someone who's sick, providing rides to those without a car, giving a listening ear to someone who's struggling. Heather Geek is the founder and director of the Healing House in New Beginnings, which houses up to 25 women who attend classes. She's helped women who have experienced extraordinary life struggles overcome substance use disorders and mental health issues. Erin Evans is the manager of the Jefferson Bank East facility, and she also volunteers at Capital City CASA, so she is a friend and an advocate to children. Margaret Thanen has always held an active part in the community. She does many things, from finding homes for people to buy or rent and helping them with finances, creating jobs for people who didn't have one, sending cards to people, and visiting retirement homes, hospitals, and neighbors. Sherry Downs also does a lot of good deeds, from teaching English classes to Spanish-speaking people, volunteering in many ways, being a caregiver for people who can no longer live alone, giving people rides to church, and helping people in any way she can.
I think one thing I've always appreciated about these nominees is just how varied and distinctive each one of them, how they touch someone else's life. Right? They live beyond themselves. And it's those folks that probably never get a thank you, probably will be painfully shy about getting a thank you, but should be recognized for the work that they're doing in hopes of inspiring others to step forward, that it's something that they can do just as easily to touch someone else's life. And to me, that's the beauty of these awards. We try to touch on that as we cover the concert. Our goal is to really talk about these recipients in more depth as to what drives them, what inspires them, how much of a blessing they are to the community. So again, Paula, we thank you for the opportunity to help with that. And this is a great group that we have, again, been fortunate enough to be able to tell their story.
One thing with Heroes of the Storm that we learned through life, we've learned they are heroes, but they don't feel they're heroes, and they don't. That was just my job. I just did this.
Right.
But they also have to realize that was healing for the person who nominated them. Mm-hmm. And so we are like, got to remember, you're also, you know, you did a wonderful thing, but people need to say thank you.
Right.
And so it's a twofold healing.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's a great point. So these recipients will be honored during the concert, and they'll be brought up on stage and get a chance to receive applause as well as appreciation for their work. All right. Well, again, it's fast approaching here. We're about a week and a half away from this. So, Paula, I'm sure you're very busy getting ready for this.
We are. We are very busy. But we want to encourage everybody to come out. It's going to be a wonderful evening, starting with the Good Samaritan Awards. And then, you know, don't forget, we have food vendors out, so bring some cash. Gates open at 5. The band will start at 7:30. Remember the silent auction. And there'll be a lot of things out there for people to do. Bring a lawn chair if you're general admission.
Okay. So again, it's September 17th. It's at the JC's Cole County Fairgrounds. And bring some cash because you'll want some food. And you definitely want to try to buy some of the silent auction things. It's all for a great cause, great night of entertainment. So we encourage you to join them. So Paula, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. We really appreciate your partnership. I think it's an awesome thing. This is a great community, and what a great way to recognize those individuals. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.